Morning, Skipper.
How are we, Spencer?
Are you wearing the hat?
Not quite. I'm wearing my headphones. They're acting as warm earmuffs this morning.
Oh, you'd need them because you're up on Mancuther, of course, with the Huggenmeyer family from Ohio. It's day two in Brisbane for them. How are they looking?
Oh, look, they're looking fantastic. Mark is over there taking a photo of us doing this. So, and Laurie's here with us. A little cool this morning, Laurie.
Just a bit chilly. Yes, it is.
Now, how do you like the view of Brisbane from here in Mancuther?
Absolutely spectacular. Absolutely. It's such a treat. Thank you very much for bringing us here.
Well, it was all Spencer's idea. He said, we've got to get the family out and about. The girls at the moment, Spencer, are in the car. They are here with us in spirit, but they're rugged up in their doonas at the moment, trying to keep warm.
Is it that cold? I can tell you that it's 2 degrees in the western suburbs at the moment. Add the chill factor being on top of a mountain, of course. Are there many other people there, or are you on your own watching the sun come up this morning?
We're pretty much on our own, although we saw some bikers and joggers, and they gave us a wave and well wishes, and we said thank you very much. And so, but up here on the lookout, we're by ourselves.
It was quite funny, Spencer, because as they were going down the mountain on their jog this morning, they said, "Oi, are you the people from 612?
Seriously?
Yes.
Hey!
So we struck up a conversation, you know, and they gave the family the well wishes and gave their suggestions of where we should take them this morning.
We've had so many. We have had a good couple of dozen, all of them valid suggestions, and we're going to just keep mum on that for a moment. And everyone's going to find out at about 7:30 where the Huggenmeyers are going next. I want to listen in, Skipper, as you point out some of the sights of Brisbane there from Mancuther. What can you see?
Well, at the moment we're just getting the sun poking up through the clouds at the moment, and it doesn't look beautiful, Laurie.
It is gorgeous, best look in the world.
Now, of course, just over here, as you can see, the CBD, which is just there in the middle there, now across the river coming, winding its way through here. And that down there, if you can see where that little smokestack is coming up, over there on the left-hand side of the city, that is actually the 4X Brewery, where they make the popular 4X beer. So that's the brewery. Then also across here on the western side, of course, we're coming up with the mountain ranges, etc., over here. And so,
can you see the? You should be able to see the ABC. I'm waving out the window.
Oh yes, see. Morning, Spencer. How are we? And there's my house over there, Laurie. That's the most important one.
You beautiful house. Love it, Skipper.
Laurie, one of the reasons, I guess, that I suggested you go up there is you really get a sense of just how spread out Brisbane is. I mean, we've got a population of a couple of million, and you could pack a couple of million into a much smaller space, but you really do get a sense of it up there, don't you? It just goes on and on and on and on and on.
It does. It really does. It's a big city.
Can you see Moreton Bay? Is the sun sort of lighting up the water?
It's not quite lighting it up yet. In fact, just as we speak now, Spencer, we're just seeing the crescent of the sun coming up over the horizon, and it looks absolutely spectacular this morning. Folks, if you can get to a higher vantage point around Brisbane and have a look at the sunrise this morning, it really is spectacular, isn't it, Laurie?
It really is. I can't describe how beautiful it is. I mean, you all know how gorgeous it is, and it's such a treat to be able to be part of this in the morning.
You keep saying all the right things.
Laurie, it's the truth.
What have you done so far in your 2 days here? I think you've managed to get a car, is that right?
Yes, we have a car, and I've been Mark and I have been trying to research communities or schools and take advantage of high-speed internet and there's so much information to go through, and I know we did a lot of research before we got here, but it just is trying to culminate in the next couple weeks of picking the right spot for our family.
And you've had the car since yesterday, I think. Have you sort of gone for a bit of a drive now that you've got your own wheels?
We did just a little bit to go out and have dinner with another family out in Springfield Lakes, I believe, beautiful community, and we navigated our way there. Mark and Emily did a beautiful job. Missed a few roundabouts, went away, but
well, that's a fair drive.
That's okay.
Yeah,
that's okay. It gave us a chance to experience some new niches of Brisbane.
Fantastic.
We made our way. We made our way. It was good.
Good. Okay. Well, you've got an hour to get to location number two. which we are going to whisper in the skipper's ear, and we'll catch up with you guys about an hour from now. It should be a bit warmer. The girls might have come out of the car by then.
Actually, Spencer, the girls have just joined us. They're just sneaking up the stairwell now.
Oh, okay.
We'll say a quick hello before. Good morning. How are we?
Good.
They can't hear you yet, Spencer.
No. How Emily and Audrey obviously enjoying themselves. Are they looking? I mean, apart from it being cold, do they look happy?
Oh, I think so, don't you, Lauren?
They look very happy. They love their mother.
It's so early in the morning. How did you break it to them, Laurie, that they were going to get up this early today?
I said, well, actually, I had Mark do it.
Oh, okay. You had your media commitment meeting, did you, around the table? Right, what are our media, now that we're the most famous newly arrived family in Brisbane, what are our commitments tomorrow, family? Something like that.
Yes, exactly. Guess what we get to do tomorrow morning? Guess what Spencer's asking us to do tomorrow?
Well, in the morning.
It was 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. Well, that's the problem. You see, you've gone and associated yourselves with a breakfast program.
Actually, they said you should get a later time slot, Spencer. That's what they said this morning.
Yeah, well, that's not a bad idea on a cold morning like today.
Yeah.
All right, Damien the Skipper Lee, thank you, Laurie, Mark, Audrey and Emily, and we'll catch up with them about an hour from now from another location somewhere in Brisbane, somewhere where that they can see, I think, from where they are at this moment, somewhere that's been suggested by one of our listeners.